Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Donna Eifert, Board President for Good Samaritan Ministries. And welcome to the show, Donna.
Glad to be here, Rick. Thanks for including us.
Donna, today our topic of discussion is going to center on the Carlinville Food Pantry. And, well, over the time that we've now been spending with COVID-19 and all that's going on with the pandemic, I personally here at the radio station had phone calls from various food pantries. It seemed like they were telling me, please let everybody know that our hours are this or that we're have food available. And I think I even spoke to you once. And was it sort of like people thought maybe food pantries had shut down or they had also ceased to be in operation as the pandemic started?
That's exactly right. And I do remember calling you. Our numbers have been down a little since this all started. I'm not sure exactly why. But we are open our regular hours. We're doing things a little differently, but we still have a lot of food to supply for folks, so we hope that they will come.
We heard a lot of talk about, well, you know, farmers, you know, were having problems, the economy had problems, and in the bailout situations, there was talk of about food pantries may get some help, be it federal or state, I guess. Has anything like that come about, or has there been more opportunities for you to obtain product for the food pantry, or sort of what have you seen since there was discussions concerning that?
Well, we have noticed just in the last several weeks that we have gotten more government commodities through the Central Illinois Food Bank in Springfield. They have supplied us with eggs and milk that we wouldn't ordinarily be getting from them, and also at no cost. So it's been a terrific help for us, and I'm glad to know that the dairy farmers are being supported in that way.
In that line of thought, obviously, you are a food pantry. Are you still, at times, still in need of donations, people to be sure and think of you and donate a few items for the food pantry?
I'll have to say that this community is so super supportive. We've been getting extra financial support from Carlinville folks since this pandemic started, and we're so grateful for that. That allows us to purchase the food that we need on a weekly and monthly basis, so we're very grateful for that.
Now let's talk a little bit about for the Carlinville Food Pantry, just a bit of, I guess we can call it, the business news. If someone would be in need of food in the Carlinville School District, I believe is what you cover here at the pantry in Carlinville, is there anything they have to do, or what do they do to seek your services?
All they have to do is come. We're at 55 Carlinville Plaza, right next to the extension office, and all they need to do for those folks who live in the Carlinville School District is just come during our open hours, Tuesday and Thursday, 9 to 11, and Wednesday afternoon, 2 to 4. We have volunteers here to help. We are strictly doing a drive-up distribution at this point so that our folks can stay safe and we can keep our families safe at the same time. So we will take care of getting them food. They don't even have to get out of the cars. We do all the work for them and send them home with quite a lot of food.
Is it where somebody drives up and they just say, we're in need of food for, a three-member family? Or how do you go about whatever needs they might have?
Yes, that's all they have to do is just come and tell us how many's in their family, and we have pre-boxed food for them in addition to some extra items that we get from the Midwest Food Bank in Morton, Illinois. So we do have at least a grocery cart, if not a grocery cart and a half, of food that we can supply for them. All they have to do is come and tell us how many's in their family and what their address is, and we're good to go.
And with the food pantry, let me ask you this as well. As you said, you have volunteers that help. Is your volunteer services up to what you need, or are you still at times in need of people, say, to help out at the food pantry?
Well, we can always use extra volunteers. As you might remember, when we're in normal times, the local churches provide the volunteers for us, a different church each day that we're open. For the most part, that has stayed pretty consistent, but some of our volunteers don't feel comfortable doing all the heavy lifting. They're, you know, a little older and not comfortable with lifting. Have a wonderful food pantry board, Good Samaritan board, that has stepped up and has helped a great deal, And we have other volunteers throughout the community that we can call. So if anybody wants to help out, just give me a call and I'll put your name on the list.
And again, one more time, as you said, people who might need some food items, they just need to drive up. There's no reason even to leave their car, correct?
That's exactly right. Couldn't get any easier.
Donna Eifert, I'd like to thank you for joining us on the forum today to talk a little bit about the food pantry.
Well, thanks for having us, Rick. We really appreciate it.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.